Sudan threatens to arrest church leaders. Karnataka's rage against Christians won't stop the gospel. And does spiritual transformation stick in American churches? We'll find out. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Pastors could be arrested for preaching in their own pulpits if North Sudan has its way. According to a report from Compass Direct News, the government wants to record all churches in the north. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
they're saying all the church leaders need to register with the government. Obviously, the next step after that is now we need to know all the members of your church.
Under Sharia, gospel work is against the law. Registered churches will be the first on the enforcement list.
That's one thing if you're out evangelizing on the street, if you're leading Muslims to Christ, but to tell a pastor, even in your own church, you're not allowed to stand up and preach, that says that religious freedom is really on the way out in Sudan.
Nettleton says the changes will create challenges
for mission workers or other outsiders to go into northern Sudan is going to become extremely difficult. One of the ways we can pray is that the church who is there already will be courageous, will not be intimidated by these things.
Next, we told you last week that Karnataka has again been named the most dangerous state in India for Christians. But what makes Karnataka such a hub for persecution? Don Edwards with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says it's complicated. But for one thing,
we are aware that there is a Hindu fundamentalist government in control in the state of Karnataka, and usually that indicates there will be increased opposition against the Christian community.
Interestingly, Karnataka doesn't have an anti-conversion law. The concentration of Christians is also higher there than anywhere else. Whatever the reason for the increase of persecution, one thing is certain.
I would say as a general rule, when persecution happens, faithful followers of Jesus Christ are only strengthened in their resolve to communicate the love of Christ to these people who desperately need to know Savior.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A troubling Barna Group study recently revealed that church-going has no effect on Americans. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says although he thinks it's true that many people aren't changed by their church experiences, it's improved our country as a whole. Still, Tippett agrees with the Barna Group's tips to turn around a sad situation.
There are four things that have to be dealt with. One is there's a lack of commitment. Two, there's an unwillingness to repent. Three, people confuse activity for spiritual growth. And fourth, people fail to engage in genuine accountability.
Adherence to those things could not only change the fate of church going, but
those are the four ingredients, really, that prepares us for revival. And in order for that kind of awakening to come that will have a lasting effect, not only in our lives, but in our culture, you know, there's got to be some real discipleship.
Find resources at our website to pray for revival in America. Meanwhile, Words of Hope is having a profound spiritual impact on the people of Iran, the country's fifth on Open Doors World Watch list of the worst countries known for the persecution of Christians. Despite that, Words of Hope says Muslims there are more open to the gospel than ever before. Their Persian broadcasts are reaching out to many who are searching. One listener says there's nothing short of a spiritual awakening taking place in Iran. Pray that God will protect his church and that believers will stand firm. And how would you like to go on an adventure? An adventure with Jesus. Actually, it's an adventure with the Jesus Film Project. This year, Jesus Film teams are planning about 40 trips to more than 30 different countries to hand out copies of the Jesus film in the local languages. The teams also host large outdoor film showings, resulting in many viewers coming to know Christ personally, some who have never heard of Jesus before. Find a trip at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN provides news and information that inspires people like you to reach out with the gospel. We do that on the radio and online. Our website desperately needs a reprogramming effort. Would you help with a generous gift? Go to missionnetworknews.org, click on the link with your best gift. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.